It's a typical day at the Golden Century, where 300 kilograms of live lobsters are arriving from South Australia. Serving up the best and freshest seafood is the goal of former Hong Kong migrants Eric and Linda Wong, who landed here in 1989.
It's very, very, very difficult time for us. Little English, no friends, and no relationship. Everything is new. For the first time, we don't know the people. Even for the toilet, Mrs. Wong, the toilet is leaking. How to call the people? I don't know that. How to call the supplier? How to call the repairing? Everything is just new, and we need to learn from zero.
And it wasn't just culture shock they had to adjust to. Within 2 weeks of arriving, the Wongs took over Golden Century Seafood Restaurant, and Mr. Wong made an unexpected discovery.
Because the restaurant at that moment is too old. The kitchen always leaking, and then the ceiling, when outside is big raining, inside is small raining. Always, everywhere is leaking. The car need to put an umbrella to protect, to have their food. But still, they enjoy, they still come.
But the customer no complain, is happy. Eating is very enjoyable too. Oh, so we are feeling it's not that good, but nothing to do. We own every day is thinking how to solve the problem, how to solve this problem.
But Mrs. Wong says they found an opportunity few others saw at the time.
Just thinking because we are running the restaurant in Hong Kong, is the seafood restaurant. That's the live seafood. And put the live fish, live lobster in the tanks. So when we coming here, why is no live seafood in the tanks? And the Australian seafood is so good. So we have the first idea is, keep the seafood live and let the customer to try the live is different of the frozen. We bring the experience from Hong Kong. The live seafood is much better than the frozen one.
Wanting to introduce live seafood to their restaurant met with mixed responses.
You know, my staff told me that Mr. Wong, it's not good for you because we have not enough live seafood in the market. So if you build so many fish tanks, all the fish tanks are empty. It's not good for long. I said, no, we must try.
Soon, their huge gamble paid off and they moved into a bigger multi-level building where they converted an underground car park into an aquarium to expand their holding capacity. As the business grew naturally, Golden Century added a signature dish, XO Pippies, to the menu, prompting a new era of prosperity. The pippies, a type of shellfish, are tossed in a wok, laid on a bed of fried rice vermicelli and topped with a special house-made XO sauce. Sales of this dish demand up to 100 kilograms of pippies a day. Mr. Wong says making sure staff work and cook food that consistently meet Golden Century standards has been central to their success.
We don't depend on one good staff for his own skill in the kitchen. We don't depend on one head chef to cook all the food. We have a team to do. Just keep the food standard, always the same. So try to do everyone do the same taste, do the same standard. So even one is a day off, it's okay.
Maintaining that high standard has kept locals and visitors coming back for generations. For almost three decades, Golden Century's chefs have kept the restaurant at the top of the competitive dining scene. So would they have done anything differently?
After I moved to Sydney, I remember during that period, the Hong Kong property go up very, very fast. So some of my friends, they said, you make the wrong decision. If you stay in Hong Kong, your property is that figure. But for me, I said, okay, because I've been here and I am very happy that my two sons have very good education in school. And then now they success. And then I got my life. I'm really happy.